And a reminder that early voting is still ongoing all across Orange County and the state. If you haven't voted yet and you want to take advantage of that, you've got until Saturday the 5th. 5 early voting sites: the Board of Elections office up in Hillsboro, Carrboro Town Hall, the Seymour Center off of Homestead Road, Chapel of the Cross downtown on Franklin Street, and the Eflin Raritan Club. Early voting runs until Saturday the 5th. Primary election day is a week from today, Tuesday, May 8th. And if you want information on what's going to be on your ballot, if you want to get information on what you need to know in order to go vote, and if you want to hear from the candidates speaking for themselves, you can head to one single website for that. It's vote411.org. It is a project of the League of Women Voters. They've done this before. They're doing it again this time around. And we are joined in the studio by the co-president of the League of Women Voters of North Carolina, Janet Hoy. Janet, how are you?
I am very well. Thank you.
So it's Tell us about vote411.org. It gives you information. It gives you a sample ballot. It gives you statements from the candidates, information on what to know as you're going to vote. And all you have to do is just go there and put your address in, right?
Absolutely right, Aaron. So vote411, we like to think of it as kind of a one-stop shop for all of your voting and election needs. You can get it on your cell phone, which is really cool. You don't need an app for it. You can just go to whoever your internet browser is and put in www.vote411, that's the numbers, 411.org. And there's a whole bunch of information on there. If you put in your street address, including your zip code, then you can get information on where your early voting sites are. If you didn't remember what Aaron just told you, you can look it up there and find the times and days that they are open. You can get information on a customized ballot. So based on where you live, that would indicate where your candidates are. So if you put your address in, you can get a customized ballot that would have the races that impact you. You can get information on if you want to wait until Tuesday to vote. You can find out where your polling place is, which is pretty important because you can't just go anywhere on election day. You have to go to the particular place tied to your address. And one of the most important things we think is you can get information on candidates. So in this state, there doesn't seem to be many sources of getting nonpartisan information on candidates. And many of you probably know, but the League of Women Voters is an almost 100-year-old organization. We are celebrating our birthday in 2020. And the founding of our organization started right after the 19th Amendment was passed, giving women the right to vote. So that is a big anniversary as well. So we have really focused since our founding on providing information to voters so they can make good decisions once they are in that polling place and in that polling booth. So again, there didn't seem to be a lot of places you could go to get nonpartisan information. There's lots of information you can see on TV. Lots of people are being bombarded by yard signs. You probably get information from the political parties about candidates. But there really isn't a place that you can go to where you can get unfiltered information directly from the candidates. So vote411.org is that place, online, totally available. And you see there's about 6 or 7 questions that we've asked each of the candidates in every race across the state. So we're doing our best to cover every one of the races in each one of the 100 counties. And it's about 2,000 candidates and over 1,000 races, so it's kind of a big job. but instead of us editing or making changes to any of the answers to the questions that the candidates make, they are written down, or they can put in a YouTube file if they want to, and you hear it directly from the candidate. So we don't do any editing. We don't even check grammar or spelling. It really comes
much
directly
to some of the candidates' chagrin.
Indeed.
Yeah,
they can change
yeah.
it down the road if they need to. But we think it's really important that people have an opportunity to hear from the candidates directly. Mm-hmm. So I would totally encourage you to go to www.vote411.org. If you want to use it on your cell phone, you can take your cell phone into the polling place and you can compare the candidates side by side. You can choose 2 candidates and compare them. Primaries are super important. I know everyone gets real tuned in to every 4 years and a presidential election. These are the midterm elections, so it's in that middle of the term of the presidential term. So primary elections, this year we have all of our state House and state Senate seats. And we have all of our congressional seats, so U.S. House seats. So there's some pretty important elections going on. And if you go to the primary and vote in the primary, you get to select the candidate or help select the candidate that's going to be on the general election ballot. So it is super important that people show up. There's some local races on our ballot here in Orange County. that are very important. If you care about what happens in our county, you might want to vote for that county commissioner. And if you care about public safety, you might want to vote for that sheriff, et cetera. So lots of times people think, oh, it doesn't really matter. But generally, there is lower turnout during a primary than a general election. And generally, there is lower turnout in a midterm election than a presidential election. So actually, because there's low turnout, your vote will count more, which is sort of a silver lining about voter turnout. But it really does matter. Please get engaged. Part of the League of Women Voters' goal is to make sure people have the information they need once they get to the polling place to make a good choice.
Yep.
So we're hoping to help provide that through www.vote411.org. So please check it out.
Speaking with Janet Hoy, League of Women Voters of North Carolina, and I mean, talking about the importance of the primary, especially here in Orange County, because in a lot of those local races, it's nothing but Democrats that have filed to run. So it really is going to be decided in the primary, like the county commissioner race, or I think the 4th congressional district, it's going to probably end up being more competitive in the primary than at the than when we get to the general election. School board race in Orange County is going to be decided on primary day, so this really is an important time to vote.
Yes, so please go vote early. The early voting sites allow you to both register and vote at the same place at the same time. That is a huge thing. It makes it so convenient for people to be able to go one place if they've forgotten to update their voter registration because they changed their address or they're relatively new to the state. They really need to re-register and vote. You can do that the same day up through Saturday. And then general election day, you can't register and vote. You can just vote if you're already registered. So that, of course, is next Tuesday.
How many people typically use this site? Do we know numbers from year to year? And is it going up this time around versus previous primaries?
I'm really glad you asked that question. In prior years, the League has offered Vote 411 in just about 20 counties or so across the state. This year, our effort is to cover, as I said earlier, every race in every county in each one of the 100 counties. Now, we're doing our best to do that. Part of the challenge of doing that is that because we do ask candidates questions, and we think they're questions that people generally would want to read about, et cetera, they're not terribly specialized. They allow the candidates to sort of state their views. We really think that because of that, there's going to be an awful lot of interest in really focusing in on those kind of candidates' questions. So we've done it before. This time we're doing every race, every county. And so far we've had about 10,000 individual users who have gone to the site. And you can double that in terms of the number of pages they looked at. Again, primaries are not as people are not as engaged in primaries in general election. So our goal is to have a tenfold increase over what we did a couple of years ago. So that would mean that we are really trying to ramp it up. So part of the reason to come on the show today is to help publicize this and help really get the word out. We have a rather aggressive campaign going statewide to try to let people understand this is a nonpartisan tool. It can give you good information on your candidates. And we really hope let people feel more confident when they go to vote. Sometimes, you know, we don't know who the clerk of courts is. And some of this stuff is, we just don't even know what those folks do. So the ability to see in a candidate's own words what they want to do in that role can be a really important determinant, I think, in choosing between two or three or four candidates. So again, I'll say it one more time, vote411.org, one-stop shop for all of your election needs. We are nonpartisan. You're getting it straight from the candidates' mouths or through the video, if they have a YouTube video. So it's a really good resource for folks to learn more about the candidates, learn more about the election, get a customized ballot. You can then print it out at home and figure out who you want to vote for, take that in with you to the polling booth. You can take your cell phone and look up vote411.org. We're trying to make it really easy for people to get voter information.
Vote411.org, the website. Go there. You can get so much information that you need to help you vote for primary election season and then come back again for general election season
because
all over again. Janet Hoy, League of Women Voters, anything else that people need to know?
Yeah, I just had one more thing I thought was really interesting. So I think many people may have heard through the media that it seems as though there's lots more women running in elections across the country. So we did a quick little survey. And if you're looking at the primary, comparing the primary from 2014 to 2018 for state House seats, so it's both House and Senate, in 2014, there were 24 women running. In 2018, this year, there were 119.
Wow.
And if you look at our U.S. House, so Washington, in 2014, 17% of the candidates were women. In 2018, 28% of the candidates are women. So it does seem as though there's been a big uptick in women becoming candidates and running for office. And at the League of Women Voters, we fully support that. So
that's
we think that's a good thing.
Still not quite there yet with 28%, right? Like there's
a
long way to go.
We do have a ways to go. Maybe we'll shoot for 2020 when we hit 100 years old.
We'll get to 50, right? So, we're talking about this, and there's just been this really massive increase in engagement this year, right? A lot more women are running. A lot more younger voters are getting excited and getting out there and getting active. And in a lot of cases, running for office themselves, which is a really, really cool thing just for democracy in general.
Absolutely. And again, voting is a foundation of our democracy. Mm-hmm. This is how we determine who's going to represent us at all levels of government. So again, whether it's your county sheriff or it's your school board member or it's your congressional representative or the people in the state house or the governor, these things are super important. And seeing that young people are engaging, high schoolers are engaging, I mean, that's pretty amazing. Those are all really good signs that our democracy is alive and well and that people are engaged. And that says a lot about civic engagement and people's focus. So we support that fully and hope everyone gets out to vote.
You remember back like a year ago when people were complaining about millennials just being lazy and not getting involved in their...
Yeah, not so much
don't
anymore,
really
huh?
hear about that anymore, do you? Yeah. Vote411.org is the website. Go there for more information. Janet Hoy, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Aaron.